Well, thank you everyone for your acknowledgement this morning, and welcome fellow security holders to what will be my last annual general meeting. Perhaps in future years I'll be sitting out there with you. For those who attended our annual general meeting, our results briefing in August, this is very similar to that, with some important updates, particularly around ALH and the Endeavour process. Turning to the highlights, Rob's already mentioned a number of these numbers. The value of our properties went up to more than $1.1 billion. Average yield on the properties around 5%. The weighted average lease expiry of just over 9 years, and the rent this year increased not by CPI, but 4.5% relating to part of the portfolio increasing by that capped 10%. 100% of the properties, of course, continue to be occupied by ALH. On the capital side of the business, as Rob mentioned, all-time low gearing at 41.5%. The debt maturities are spread over a number of years, but average nearly 3 years. Hedging even longer for 6 years, and the all-up cash rate of 4.26%. We're hopeful of that number being somewhat lower next year following a refinancing. Moody's has been rating ALE Baa2 for 5 years now, and that has been maintained through that time. In terms of equity performance, a distributable profit of $28.3 million in line with guidance, the distribution of $0.209, 81.32% tax deferred. And the market capitalisation, I'm pleased to say today, is more than $1 billion, and the total returns slightly more than 20%. If you're ever in Brisbane, please go to the Hamilton Hotel. It's a property well worth visiting. Okay, the property highlights. The revenue, as I mentioned, up 3.7%. 36 of the 79 properties, ALH accepted a 10% increase, the other 43 subject to determination. The property valuations increased by 2.4%, and in terms of how the valuers do their work, they look at both a discounted cash flow as well as a yield approach, and on a discounted cash flow, 4.6% was the yield. Everyone we speak to, whether they're brokers or owners of pub real estate or fellow interested buyers of pub real estate, we all acknowledge the market is quite strong at the moment. Interest rates are certainly helping, and the operating profitability of the hotels continues to be strong. In terms of financial highlights, the profit of $28.3 million compared to the accounting profit of $26.6 million, so there was a few pluses and minuses. To sort of bring those into line. The distribution I've already mentioned. Our performance, and Rob's touched on this, $17.44 is the accumulated value today. Had you put $1, and don't we all wish we'd put more than $1 into ALE back in 2003? Indeed, there are people in this room who did make significant investments at the very beginning, and that's turned out very well. More than 20% return, and I think that accumulated value is now more than $18. So, yes, we've outperformed consistently over those 16 years. And final point on financial highlights is our next debt maturity is in August next year. Okay, the revenue increased to $60.2 million, a small interest income. Our borrowing expenses are fixed, either through fixed-rate bonds or hedging. And our management expenses, Rob's already touched on this, we spent $3.1 million on some very significant submissions to the determining valuers. The land tax expense increased for one reason only. The Queensland Government wanted more land tax. It increased the rate, and we must pay, and we did, a higher land tax bill. The distributable profit of 14.45 cents compares to a distribution of 20.9. Yes, we paid 6.45 cents, as we always have in the past, paying more simply to keep gearing level, and that has been achieved. I'm not sure how many presentations I've put a picture of the Burvale Hotel in front of you, but it's a reminder that 4.5 hectares, you can't occupy an entire site with a pub. It's a very large pub and a very large Dan Murphy's, but the car parking was invented for the 1960s. That will look very different one day. I can't tell you when. ALE and ALH will continue to discuss those opportunities. Okay. This is where some interesting updates have occurred since August, and I'll just run through all of it. But ALH, you'll know, more than 300 hotels, 1,000 bars and nightclubs within those 328 licensed venues. 295 of them have restaurants or bistros serving more than 60,000 meals a day. Nearly 600 liquor outlets in the ALH business alone, with 2,000 rooms across 96 of those 328 locations. Now, what's been announced in July and updated with more detail more recently is that Woolworths will have a vote in terms of merging the ALH pub business with the Endeavour drinks business that owns BWS and Dan Murphy's. That vote will occur on the 16th of December, and that, once voted and combined, will form the largest drinks and hospitality business in Australia, with more than 1,900 venues being either the pubs or the retail liquor outlets. The other update is the financial year 19 numbers have been released recently. For ALH, more than $4.6 billion of turnover and a very impressive EBITDA percentage of that $4.67 billion. The Endeavour Group will be separated from Woolworths following the merger, and it'll be either through a demerger into its own listed entity or some other value or accretive alternative. Now, what does that mean? Woolworths can probably best explain, but my take is that that's a trade sale or some other non-listed transaction. In terms of what the group will look like, at the moment ALH turns over more than $4.6 billion. The Endeavour Group will turn over more than $10 billion. Well, that's the result they've recorded for the year ending June 19, and a very impressive EBITDA of almost $1 billion. So, importantly for ALE, who receives rent from ALH and in the future Endeavour Group, the group has a target investment grade rating to ensure that our rent keeps being received month after month. The property valuations, they increased by 4.5% during the year off the back of those increases of 10% on 36 of the properties. The average yield at 5%, I was talking about this earlier, you'll see 5.05% is the adopted yield, but the cap rate, and our valuers did look at properties where the rent was at market, was around 5.24. Because our valuers have a view that the rent is below market, they believe the discounted cash flow valuation should be close to 4.6%. You will see the adopted yield is still heavily skewed towards properties that do not have an under-rented position, i.e. the cap rate method. Now, this is an interesting chart, and we put this up over the years, and we've all witnessed the expanding difference between ALE's yields, that's the blue line at the top, and the Australian government bond rates at the bottom. 1.29%, I'm not sure any of us would have guessed that that's where it would have been at June, nor would we have guessed that as at last night it was close to 1% flat. Who knows where it'll go in the future, but all I can say is while those bond rates have fallen by more than 5%, our yields have only fallen by 1%, which is a helpful buffer should bond rates move around in the future. In terms of the layers of value, you've heard this many times. It's both income, future income, and long-term value from potential development of the 95 hectares in the longer term. And what does that 95 hectares look like? You'll see there's 33 hectares in mostly southeast Queensland, 48 hectares in Melbourne, and 7 hectares, which I'd expect is very valuable, here in Sydney. So just giving you a bit more detail on some of the development that has occurred over the last 16 years, there's been 10 substantial reconstructions, 24 significant refurbishments like the Crow's Nest Hotel, and 24 Dan Murphy additions. ALH have spent that money, and we've witnessed there's been a very positive impact on the earnings of ALH's operations at those hotels. So we've been grateful for what has been hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars spent by ALH, adding that additional earning capacity at the sites. And one that's occurring right now at the Miami Tavern on the Gold Coast, near Miami Beach and Burleigh, is the Miami Tavern refurbishment. That should be completed just before Christmas. Good timing. And that follows a Dan Murphy that was added just last year. I put this up before, but there in the middle of the page you'll see a picture of the orange construction, or where they're essentially digging a new metro station called the Town Hall Station in Melbourne. And there's a picture on the right there where you'll see what it'll look like, a very significant infrastructure addition to Melbourne, and very helpful for the hotel with the extra foot traffic that will walk past and hopefully into the hotel. Capital management, a very important topic for the year coming up. I've mentioned most of those metrics, so I won't go through those again. You'll see we have $225 million coming up for refinancing. We have long-term hedging in place. But the point I'd particularly like to make is the $225 million, which is the line at the very top, we're currently paying a rate of 5%. And the board met with some bankers yesterday where we were quoted numbers with a 2 in front of it if we were going to market today. Now, we'll probably go to the market during next year, but that's potentially very helpful for distributable profit. To the outlook, if I firstly cover the rent reviews, Rob has outlined most of what's on the left-hand side. In terms of the outlook, the worst case is that we end up with a similar rent number to what we have earned before any increases at all, at $58.5 million. The best case, an increase of 8.9%, not the full 10%, because not all of the properties are involved in the review. That's a list of all of the properties and when they're coming up for review. Most of them are at November 2018. You'll see a number of them have been accepted and a number of them remain subject to determination, but we do have a couple coming up over the next few years as well. So I'll finish with this, ALE's value proposition, as it's always been, a high quality pub portfolio of 86 pubs spread around Australia, triple net leases to ALH, Australia's largest pub operator, becoming a lot larger as part of the Endeavour Group, long-term leases over assets that are strategically important to ALH's fundamental business, an investment grade and long-term capital structure in both funding terms and hedging, and a distribution of 20.9 cents for the last year, and as Rob said, we'll be giving guidance following the rent determinations. There's a disclaimer. And with that, I'll pass back to Rob. Thank you.